Thank you all for tuning in to Politics, Religion, and Whiskey, the Josh Terry Podcast, brought to you by Raisin Grace Studios. Want to give a big shout out to Par Hopper, Straight Haggard Thread Company, Williams Tire, Nobles Networking, Gridiron Coffee, the guys over at Proud 90 Golf, also our management company, Red Circle. Thank you, fuckers, for putting a little change in my pocket. Big shout out to Drizzly, the alcohol delivery company. Thank y'all for coming on board. If you don't have Drizzly downloaded on your phone, do it now. That is not Grizzly. That is Drizzly with a fucking D. I have not done, cause I've been half-ass sober for the month of September. I tried to do like a half sober September. It just hasn't gone too bad, but ain't gone too well either. I'm drinking tonight and I wanted to do a shit talking show. And I've got two, well, we're not going to call them beauty queens, but I got two I got two bad bitches that are going to be doing the show with me tonight. One, y'all know Miss Kayla from Texas. Kayla's done a couple shows with me now. A lot of people say we have sexual frustration, but, you know, they're really just talking about her. So, Kayla, say hey to everybody.
Hey, hey, everybody. What's up?
And if you saw her, and if you saw her ass, you know everything is bigger in Texas. And and coming from the cousin fucking state that Alabama is,
go fuck yourself. First of all, go fuck yourself. We don't do that here.
As y'all state is known for cousin fucking.
No, that's what people say. But that's
I've been there. There's a lot of mongoloids running around.
First of all, roll tide.
Oh, you're definitely a cousin fucker. I'd like to introduce y'all to Miss Andy. Owe Andy a show. Andy came here one night to do a show here at the studio, and I got fucked up with some white girls, and I left the colored one out. And if you can't see her, she's very Caucasian. She doesn't sound it. That's why I like her. She's got some hood in her. It sounds like she's had about 12 to 9 inches in her before.
That don't fit, first of all. I like the mediums.
I saw you. That ass looked like it could take a lot.
I wouldn't know. I don't see those too often. Ooh.
Oh, no, trust me, you wouldn't see anything over here. We have a petite size over here. It's very cute, though. It's a cute little penis.
Cute little button.
Yeah, it is. I haven't got to do a shit talk. No, it's bigger than a button, but it's as cute as a button.
It's just a clit tickler?
You know what?
sometimes just the tip, that's all it takes.
Not anymore.
Hey, y'all going to keep talking, and Pedro's going to get excited. And then somebody going to show me their titties.
Nah.
Isn't that right, Caleb?
Hell no.
Caleb, I don't know if it's your ring light or whatever it is or not, but your smile is fucking kicking tonight. Good job.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear you. What did you say? I gave you a call. It's the first time I ever gave you a compliment.
And I said, thank you. And I think I was in shock because normally that's probably the one and only one I'll ever get. But it's okay. I'll jot it down.
Normally you're an asshole.
I'm still an asshole. Mm-hmm. There was a.
I'm probably going to go, hey, I'm going to give you a compliment. And by the way,
it's like a backhanded compliment.
That's the only ones I know how to give. Well,
I wonder why you have all these draft bills.
Well, I do have a lot. Or do I? Maybe I be acting like I have dry spells, but don't really have dry spells. There's a lot of women that like to get you out your dry spell. Maybe I'm the smartest person playing the game, just nobody realizes it.
Think so? Think so, boss?
I'm pretty smart.
Okay. We'll see. I just invited two strong-minded women to your podcast. We'll see how that goes.
It's okay, because you still – I imagine y'all real good at checkers, but I'm real good at chess. You know what I'm saying?
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Taylor, are you from Texas?
Yes, I'm from Texas.
Okay. I couldn't remember or not.
She's from Alabama.
I am from Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, that's right. See?
Oh, mm-hmm. No. See, both of you cousin fuckers now, as far as I'm concerned. I hate the University of Alabama and their fans. Hey, so when I was in Alabama a couple weeks ago at Lake Martin, I made
a video. In my area, mind you.
I didn't realize you was in that area. I made a video, and it was talking about where the fuck is all the hot women at in Alabama? Because every woman that I ran into, like around that area, were fugly. And I usually like fugly women. They usually have good attitudes. But everyone that I met around there, bad attitude. You can't be big and have a bad attitude. You got nothing to offer.
That's a lot of women here, though.
when he posted that, like he posted that TikTok on a snap, I went straight, I ran to the comments on his, on that TikTok that he posted. I said, dang, there were some comments on there. They're like, you're in the wrong area, the wrong place, whatever.
First of all, Kayla, did you see my comment? Because I commented on that video and then I texted his ass. I was like, what the fuck you mean you in Elmore County? First of all. Why? How
that, may have been your, it wasn't like at the top. It must have, it probably was.
I don't know. It was a doctor, but I was like, get his ass.
See, yeah. One thing about women is that you, I'm very good at like tiptoeing a certain line to where a lot of women want to prove themselves. It's daddy issues or whatever issues tied
First of
up.
All, you want to prove yourself.
I don't want to prove myself. I just want to get my dick sucked most of the time. You want the honesty? Or you don't want the honesty? Okay.
Go ahead.
There you go. Sometimes you call women out, and the women that are going to have fun without you having to put too much effort in are going to respond to stuff like that because they want you to be like, oh, yeah, what about the ugly women in Alabama now? I knew what I was doing. I'm very smart.
Okay.
But see, so like,
that's one way to go about it.
You don't go to Alabama on a 3-day trip and be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to tell every girl I meet in Alabama that she's beautiful because you know what's going to happen? You're not going to get anything out of it. There's nothing. There's somebody.
That's fucking bullshit. I'm going to call bullshit because majority of the females I know here, you call them beautiful. That's like an open leg opener.
No. They're still going to put in
low standards. They got low standards. I can't stand it.
They're still going to make me take on the Mexican. I don't want to take on the Mexican.
I cannot.
I just want to take you out on the boat. That's it. Hey, speaking of that.
You show them the boat. They might get on with you. Have a good old time.
He's trying to make that boat a rocking out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
I don't know. I'm not going to.
What'd you say, Kayla?
She was saying, girls there, women there, whatever, not like that. I don't know. I mean, women, I'm going to speak for me. Well, most Texas women, like at the stockyards and stuff, you could sit there and be like, oh, you're this or that. I mean, I'm just looking at them like, oh, yeah. And so and so's going to say the same thing. And so and so, no, I'm good.
I'm good. Thanks. Appreciate it.
I'm telling you, I roast women. It works very well for me.
Okay.
A lot of women like that because you don't sit there and kiss their ass the whole time.
How long you been single, sir?
Maybe I'm single. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I've got multiple girlfriends. Hey, I don't put my love life. I put my lack thereof on social media. That don't mean there's not a love life.
But when are you going to settle down and get a good woman then? You ain't going to get a good woman doing that.
Maybe I've got one. And maybe I just pretend. You don't know.
Okay, boss. I hear you, boss.
I'm telling you. Y'all playing checkers? I'm playing chess.
Think so?
Oh, I know so.
I'm in it for the long game.
Yeah. Well, the right person. See, first of all, I will never, ever, if I'm dating somebody again, whenever that happens, I won't put it on social media anyway.
I probably wouldn't do it for a long time just because people come and go so easily.
Yeah, I don't. All y'all are going to be surprised. I'll just pop up engaged one day. That's when you'll know I'm dating somebody is when I get engaged.
Everybody's going to have a cow.
Yeah, there's too many fucking backstabbers and there's too many fake-ass people on social media. I have to put, because of my job, 99% of my life on social media. My love life is going to be fucking mine and mine alone.
If I ever get into another relationship, that's a big, highly doubt it'll ever happen. It's going to be a pretty big no. But I was like, I will probably not post not one bad gum, not a picture. Ain't nobody going to know nothing about it because hell no.
And that's not even for just me, but it's also for the girl that I'm with. Because I tell you this, ladies, y'all might not be this way, but the second a guy posts he's in a relationship, every woman that he has ever tried that has rejected him all of a sudden is in his inbox wanting to hang out. You always want what you can't have, and then you fuck it up sometimes. You want to fuck it up for the other person. I'm not going to post anything because I don't want the temptation thrown at me. I'm a very weak man. I don't want cats left and right and tit pics left and right. So I'm liable to fuck up and suck on one.
And then you're going to be back square one.
Exactly. So I act like an asshole. The only time that you don't know I'm an asshole is if you actually get to know me. And you actually come around and you get to see who I am off of social media. But maybe I am the same way I am now. You never know. You got to find out.
Yeah.
I thought you're the same person.
Maybe I am. Maybe I am.
Wait, Taylor, how long have you been single?
How long have I been single?
Yeah.
My divorce was final in 2019, and then my actual first relationship back since my divorce was, we started dating in January, and then I kicked him out in June.
Oh wow, so early.
What about you, Andy? How long have you been single?
Oh no, it's not so early like that. Like I was not sad one bit. I was like fucking throwing a fucking party. Like oh god.
Oh no, I had a divorce party when I got divorced in 2016.
Oh, I didn't. I was fucked up like every day.
I've been single for almost 3 years.
I have a divorce party every time I go to the beach. That's the best line to use at the bar.
Really?
Oh yeah, I promise you. I've been divorced so many times and never been married. You tell some people that you're at the bar with that you just got a divorce. And it's great.
Fucking panty droppers.
It is because they all want to heal your broken
leg. Oh yeah.
I'm telling you.
This ain't Build-A-Bear. I ain't trying to fix not nobody.
You don't want to be a part of that construction crew, okay?
My mental health can't handle that shit. No, thank you. We grown.
Yeah, but the cool thing is when you tell them that, hey, I'm still struggling with it and I don't want anything serious, and you tell them up front you don't want anything serious, then nobody gets hurt.
Everybody's like,
yeah,
that,
but right? Well, nobody does. Like, but if it's a literally, people are trying to date in nothing but a hookup generation, so ain't nobody honest about nothing. I mean, I'm honest.
I am ridiculously honest.
I'm like, straight up from the front, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm definitely, there's not going to be. I'm not going to get into a relationship. Don't think about it. Don't ask. Don't even get attached at all whatsoever.
I don't know. I'm ready for a relationship in the sense, but the quality of people here in my area is just like, I'm good. I'm good being single.
I've been in your area. I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm good.
God damn. You have a lot of horrible people. But I'll go ahead and tell y'all something that neither one of y'all want to hear, and you both are very attractive, very sweet girls, and you got shit going for you. As long as y'all keep being as big or try to grow on social media like you're growing, nobody's going to date y'all. Nobody's going to take you serious.
Well, I don't need them to take me seriously because I do that enough. Either like my shit or don't, you know, but it's not going to change my ways.
Yeah, but you want somebody to take you serious.
They take me seriously when they see me in person. And never mind, I'm a correctional officer. So that comes with my demeanor.
Yeah, but. Unless you've got a guy who actually works in social media or actually that is his livelihood or wants to be fucking big in social media, they don't understand what you two are doing. And they'll never get it. So you have to find somebody who either has no social media or big in it.
Which is it's actually easy to find.
Well, you're one. I mean, literally that, like, because I had met my now ex-boyfriend or whatever on social media, which I met my cousin on. A dating thought, but I was like, we met on here, and that was the number one thing. And I, like that, he just all of a sudden hated, and he wanted me to delete every like all of it. And I was like, I'm not gonna completely get rid of something that I enjoy and you know whatever blah blah blah. But I mean, come to find out, he's talking to the girl that he's with now, and I was like, oh, so I was the problem.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I know neither one of y'all are in the studio with me right now, so you can't hear what's on in the background, but I've got my iPhone on shuffle, and Usher, You Got It Bad just came on. And I was just like, oh, this is fucking perfect.
I hear you. No, I just, honestly, if they can't take me seriously on my social media, well then bye. Because
you say shit on your social media that would run a grown man off. Both of you do.
You are correct. You're correct.
But I say shit that would run a grown woman off. That's why I can say that.
Well, how I put myself out on social media is either you can take me for how I am, no makeup, not in the tight dresses, not in the tall heels, with extremely less manners, because I curse a lot, majority because of my military and law enforcement background, or nothing at all. Because if you can't accept me for me cursing or me not being dolled up all the time, well, then bye. I could give a fuck.
And right now I'm having like when I say hate, I mean like major insane hate on social media, on TikTok. But it's because people are like, Kayla, you literally do not give a fuck. You have zero fucks. You tell like it is. Yeah, you speak what's on your mind, blah, 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 blah. You know, I got told that I was kind of intimidating, but I mean, I'm not a meet you in the middle kind of person. Like, you either take me as I am or not at all. Like, I'm not going to change who I am. And so that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I might be single forever, and that's okay.
Well, my thing is, you want me sugarcoat shit? I mean, really? Do you want me beat around the bush? No, because I don't want that in return. So either you can take me in my bluntness or not.
But do y'all think either way, and like, not trying to hurt anybody's feelings here, the man that y'all want, I don't know the type, I don't know the job, I don't know anything about your type of guys. Do y'all think that your type of man that you want to settle down with looks at either one of your social media accounts and is like, you know what, that's what I want her to be like? Or do you think that it's different? Do you think y'all discourage the man that you want because of your social media?
No.
No. I get told every day, like, and I'm not saying this, like, because I do lack a lot. I mean, I'm very confident, but I also do have, you know, like, some confidence in some areas. And I'm not saying this cocky, but I'm like, I have got, like, guys all day long blowing me up, like, wanting to take notes. You're amazing how you just, you're blunt, straightforward, you don't give a shit. Like, and they're also like, but it's not also in just a mean, hateful way. You just, like, I've always said on TikTok, I'm like, I don't work for Willy Wonka, I don't sugarcoat shit. Like, you ask me something, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. And if you don't want the truth, then don't ask me. But I expect that in return from people. Like, if I ask you something, it took me a long time to learn how to swallow the truth about myself. But I was like, you know, I'd rather have that than someone just, oh, yeah, like, lie to me. No.
But how many of those guys do you think are just trying to fuck and not really date?
All of them.
Well, I don't know, because I don't give them. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure all. Well, there's probably a very slim, like, probably I'm going to say, like, three that truly probably would, you know, pursue a relationship, but I don't even.
I feel about the same. I got at least three on the top of my head right now that would be serious.
Because I know what I have to offer, like, but that's because I know myself, like, you know, just like you said, Josh, like, you know, what y'all see on social media is what y'all see. You're like, I could be a, you know, different off of it, but I know myself, and I mean.
Well, then again, you got to look at the point of, and I tell this to people all the time, I adjust myself to my surroundings. So if I'm in the comfort of my own home and car, I'm going to be whatever I'm at that moment. But if I'm in a group of friends, it's going to be different. If I'm around my parents, well, not really, because they tell me not to curse a lot. But, you know what I'm saying? I adjust to my surroundings. When I'm in my workplace setting, I'm more professional. So it's, you're not going to get the same version every situation or scenario from me.
I think we're all fucking doomed if you try to date off. Every one of us needs to meet somebody that has no idea who we are on social media. Those are my favorite people to meet. Like, I go out, and I'm sure y'all do too. I go out in the fucking real world. I got to a bad, like, rhythm of being on live way too much. And I had to take myself off of it, where I do it once or twice a week. I don't want to do it the way I was doing it, because when you're on live all the time, you kind of forget to live. You kind of forget to fucking do what's in the real fucking world. And I didn't like it. I didn't like the person that I was kind of being. And I love when I fucking meet somebody that is just random as fuck, and they have no idea who I am. That usually ends up being the coolest fucking people to be around.
Yeah. Because they don't have any expectations of, you know, like, if they already knew you, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're just meeting you like as just another person on, you know, on the street. But, I mean, so I get that. But, golly, it's 2021.
I didn't even know who you were, Kayla, or you until Tiki Talk.
Yeah, I don't expect nobody to. On country radio, I was a big deal in Georgia. Outside of that, I don't expect anybody to know who the fuck I was.
Well, one of my followers tagged me in your video. I did not. One of my followers tagged me in one of his videos, and that's how that started. And I looked at his page, checked out his podcast a little bit, all that sorts of stuff, found him on Amazon, all that kind of good stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, I might fuck with him.
Well, you know what's crazy is I did not know who he was I did not know him from fucking Adam, had no idea. And one of his videos popped up on my For You page, and I was like, I'm gonna have to duet this. And so I duetted it, and it fucking blew up. And then everybody's like, oh my God, I love Josh Perry. And I'm over here like, who the fuck is Josh Perry? Like, is that like, oh, that must be this guy. Like, I had no idea. Like, I love his podcast. I was like, oh, didn't even know he had one. Like, I did not know him at all.
I like when people don't look.
I just thought you were, and it was one of your sweet, like, one of his nice, you know, TikToks. And so I was just like, oh, you know, in sex podcasting, I was like, I said, I applaud your, you know, parents for raising you, you know, right, because it was a really good, it was a really good TikTok or whatever. And so I just, that's all, that's the way I seen you on my For You page. That was it. I didn't know you at all.
Well, I saw you, Kayla, the first time when y'all did a live together. I think me and Josh went live earlier that evening, and then later on, y'all went live.
Oh, yeah. That was...
You don't remember.
Yes, I do.
Bitch, when we went live, I know...
The face, I
know that face,
bro. You FaceTimed me. You FaceTimed me.
I don't know.
You got up, got dressed. You went back to the studio, and then that's when we did our first...
Oh, yeah. Goddamn. Listeners, listeners, if you want to hear a fucked up show, Kayla got me out of bed one night. It's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I come back to record an episode, and fuck, you talk about Hemi. That's one of them shows I've listened to, like, for the first time when I was actually listening to it, because I might have been here for the show, but I don't remember it.
Good Lord.
I like to do shows like that, though. It makes it interesting.
I can't.
Yeah, you can't. Look, sober, like, it's the old saying, a sober person's words are, a drunk person's words are a sober person's thoughts. When you
First of all, fuck that, because it takes me 3 business days to get over a hangover, and that shit ain't fun for me anymore at my age.
What are you drinking, though?
Roscato, red wine.
I knew
exactly. Oh, that's my favorite. That's the only wine that I drink.
I love that.
First time I ever had that was at Olive Garden, and
that's why I got it from too.
Yeah. I get it from Bottle Paradise around the corner.
Yeah, that is poor white trash wine, and it is good as fuck.
I can drink 2 bottles of that shit, though, and then hate my life the next day, but I'm loving it the moment I'm drinking it.
I got a real close friend of mine. She deals with mental health issues, but she's like one of my best friends in this world. And when I was living in Macon, back when I used to do prep sheets and used to be Bearded Bastard, she used to come over, and there was a show that we used to watch. We always used to get like 4 bottles of that, but she takes Klonopin. Like, that's how bad, like, her mental health is. She has to take Klonopin. And anyway, we used to call it the blackout recipe, because maybe I'm not supposed to take Klonopin, but if she was taking a Klonopin and drinking 2 bottles of wine, I was going to take Klonopin and drink 2 bottles of wine too.
Oh, Lord.
But you talk about relaxing and the best sleep you ever had in your life. Shit. That's just fine. Kids, if you're listening to this, please do not take Klonopin. And if you do, don't take it with wine or any alcohol. It's very bad for you. Leave it to the adults.
Bad.
Don't do anything that you just don't try that at
home. I recommend it.
It's very good. It's a good time.
I don't know. I've kind of reached a point in my life where I'm just like, getting fucked up like that is just no fun for me anymore.
Well, it's my job. Well, I know not getting fucked up is, but when the atmosphere that I'm around with musicians, that
real bad.
What'd I say?
It's my job. Like, it's my job to get fucked up all the time.
It kind of is. Well, that's everywhere I go. Somebody wants to hand me a drink, or before somebody comes and does a show, especially in the studio. Like, the guys that just came here, they brought me alcohol. Like, I wouldn't even plan on drinking tonight, really. I was going to have a couple beers.
Tell people, no, thank you. Not right now. Because with my personality, I can have a blast without alcohol.
Yeah, but people, that's kind of my thing. People want to drink with me.
Hydrate and drink water. There's
Oh, trust me. I do.
Kind of help the kidneys a little bit.
A lot of Propel Fitness water. A lot of Propel and a lot of BioLite and some other shit.
You got to get
that. I don't know if you have him on Snap. Snapchat is what I call it, but like every morning or afternoon, he'll be like, "Take this hangover." Like,
You need liquid IV. That's what you need to keep.
That's what
Biolite
is. That's what Biolite is.
I love liquid IV. You can find it at Walmart.
I promise both of you have had way saltier things in your mouth than Biolite.
I don't know. It's been so long. I can't remember.
I mean, we work something out. I'll air ship you some.
I'm good. No, thank you.
Mine's worth gold right about now.
You put somebody else in. Go ahead.
Give me about two more glasses of this, and I'll be finding that somebody else.
Shit.
I'm piece of shit on it, dude. It's not going to suck itself tonight.
Oh, Lord. Just like them two females that you had that night that you blew off my show with you for.
Hey,
you
should have
got one of them.
Honestly, I got left hanging.
I know. Whose fault was that?
I know. It was mine. I couldn't seal
the deal. I know damn well it was yours.
Couldn't seal the deal.
Now, listen, Kayla. This is what this fool does. I drive over there.
I thought he was full of shit the whole time. I thought he was full of shit the whole time.
No, I texted him the whole way, told him how long I was going to be till I got there. And I get there. We probably were there maybe 25 minutes at best before two very country bumpkins come rolling up.
They're still attractive. They're attractive. One of them is.
Oh, you've given them a little more credit than I am because.
Bitch, you come in here, what up?
They okay.
He said,
I like,
you know, ugly
girls. I do like
Kayla,
ugly girls.
Kayla is very more prettier than them two.
Very more prettier? That's an Alabama look, education.
That's the wine talking. That's what's happening to them, a lightweight.
That's all right. I'm here for your edumacation.
My edumacation?
See, if Kayla was here,
Kayla's more prettier than those two heifers you brought in the studio that night.
One of them, when she's dressed up, looks real good.
No, her face.
Where's the bus that we're throwing Josh
under? Oh, y'all can throw me under that bitch. I've been under worse than a bus.
But, like, we drank and bullshitted and went truck driving on back roads and all that kind of good stuff.
We went truck driving? Is it called truck driving in Alabama?
First of all, listen, I'm on my, like, second glass of wine. Leave me be, okay?
I just want to be able to drink my card and feel good on two glasses of wine. I'm over here, like,
I'm trying to tell you something.
Slam them straight to the dome. Like, I'm trying to drink like 15 beers.
Because I rarely drink. I don't drink often. So I had a bottle of wine, which this was 3/4 of a bottle of that wine, and I'm going to finish it tonight. I'll be sleeping good tonight. But like if I go to the club or bar or whatever, 4 drinks tops, Andy needs to go home. I can't. I'll get sloppy. There's like 4 stages of drunkenness for me. I can't do it.
Dude, I bet both of you got the porn star drunk. How many drinks does it take to porn star drunk?
It depends on if I'm dating somebody or not.
Kayla, I don't think your answer is going to be that simple.
Because if I'm dating somebody, that's like level 3 and 4. But if I'm not, then level 3 is like shaking my ass on the dance floor. And then level 4 is now either horny or I'm ready to fight somebody, and that's not good for anybody.
Oh, no, you're that one. You're that one.
I am that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I don't like knowing if we're going to fuck or fight. Like,
No. I'm talking about with other females.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. If a bitch looks at me sideways, if I'm at level 4, y'all better take my ass home.
I'll tell you, you got some goddamn hood in you, girl, and I love it. You are a gangster.
That's why I don't have a lot of female friends at all.
I don't either.
I can count like 2 or 3. But who was it? I was on duel with her in a box with Maya last night, and she said she was telling her right now. She's like, let me tell you about this bitch right here. She, because we went to the stockyards with a group of us, and she said this girl.
Wait, the stockyards? Hold on, time out. The stockyards, like Fort Worth.
Yes, girl.
My father lives out there. I love the stockyards.
You gonna have to come and party then. Come on.
Yes.
But she said, this bitch in a dress, no panties, kicks her sandals off because she says, I don't fucking need sandals. She says she's booty dancing all over, dancing with whoever. She says she is the life of the party whenever she walks up into a fucking bar. I'm like, I just have to have a good time, especially when I'm drunk. But then, you know, then it turns into, I just try and stay away from the good looking. What?
But mine, my demeanor at a, like a level four drunkenness comes from my background. You know, I got the military, I got bouncer, I got armed security, I got unarmed security. I now have correctional officer and jailer under my belt.
I mean, so, we're all safe if she goes with us anyway.
So, well, like, you know, it's funny because, like, in my group of friends, I'm the bodyguard. Like, I'm mama bear. Like, I make sure all the girls, we good, your drink's good, they taste okay. I people watch like a motherfucker.
Bitch,
like,
I've been around you. You could bodyguard me. You're a tough old bitch.
First of all, yes, but also, I stay humble. Let me make that noted.
Doesn't sound very humble.
At the same time, Josh thought I was a full-blown lesbian. I'm like, first of all, I like the peen.
No, like a male species. You've got some lesbo in you. Mm-mm. You might not know that you do. There is some lesbian tendencies.
But that's just because of my work. You know, that it comes with the job. I have to put this picture out there that I'm tough, I'm about my shit, and I'm gonna back it up as well. It comes with the business, you know. But
you're just not all talk like you. I get that, but it's hard.
It's hard because working in a male dominant field of work, you're constantly as a woman proving yourself. So it is, mm-hmm. I find it hard sometimes for me to separate work Andy and then, you know, outside of work Andy, because I can be a lady. I can use my manners. I can put heels on. I can put makeup on, this and that. And they never see that until they see me out about. They're like, oh shit, that's Andy.
Do you work at a male prison or a female prison?
I cannot give that answer.
Oh, yeah, you work at a male prison. You absolutely have to. There's no
way. I can't only because of the safety of my children. Because it makes it easier for somebody else to find me at my facility. And then if you know the ways, you can find more information about me. And I'm just don't.
No, that's fine. You ain't got to tell nobody. I don't blame you.
Girl, you're just a badass bitch, okay? That's what I think of you.
Thank you.
And you just got a badass connection, motherfucker. Stay tuned in.
But I will say I have had male and female inmates. I've had both in my time.
And which one did you prefer going to bed with?
First of all, none of them, because felon is not my type.
Oh, you wouldn't like me then. I'm a felon.
Mm-mm, I don't do felons. My ex-husband's a cop. I don't need more problems in my custody case.
You good. You do this. We would both be cons when we got done.
I don't know. I think I might take that toy in my top drawer. I might do that one.
You might as well.
Two or three times.
Kayla, turn your fucking video on.
I did.
Oh, you didn't? I can't see you.
We cannot see you. Now we can see you.
There you go, foreheady.
Be nice.
Listen, if I were in this, I'd go get it off of somebody's fucking zipper, okay, Josh?
That's not how the joke goes, but yeah, that's fine.
Well, I wasn't going to, like, I know how the joke goes. I learned it.
Hey, look, I need you to calm down, Artie. It was like your blood pressure's high. We don't need to get
higher. No, it's not. I just almost fell off the stool. I need a different chair because this is the stool I fell off on.
Because I'm going to laugh, Kayla. I'm going to ask if you're okay, but I might laugh.
Bitch, listen, I had 300 people in my live drunk as fuck sitting on this stool. My drunk ass fell. I was showing, I don't even know why the fuck I was, they were talking about my rolly tray, and I was like, yeah, look. And me and the rolly tray just kept going. I yanked my ring light, and I was like, God bless America. Blacked my eye, face planted into a table.
Is that what happened to your nose?
Did I hear a clicking, or am I just losing my marbles?
No, you hear clicking on her phone. I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even touching my phone.
It's okay.
Clicking.
It was a clicking.
I was checking my sound, make sure it was good.
Kayla, I'm just fucking with you. She doesn't like when anybody fucks with her. She gets sensitive.
No, I think
it's specifically you.
It's not me. I got the best audio, all y'all.
First of all, don't tell me. I'll pull out my damn microphone.
You should have pulled. I don't know why, if you had one, why you didn't pull it out. Kayla, what are you doing?
I figured it out.
Oh, it was your earrings. You know what they say about girls that wear hoops, right?
What do they say about them?
The bigger the hoop, the bigger the whore.
The fuck they say that? That's a damn lie. You find straight through your teeth.
I like that both of y'all are ganging up on me. It kind of turns me off.
I bet it does. It does.
Oh my God, we both said I bet it does.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you both know I secretly like it, so it's okay.
That little Pedro.
I don't think it's a secret.
Do what?
I said, I don't think it's really a secret. And yeah, Pedro.
Little Pedro. Little bud.
Hey, he's cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a penis.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
But only cute, smaller.
Cute as a button, I believe it.
It is. You got to put one finger out and say, oh, it's adorable.
Oh,
I like it. It's so cute.
Lord have mercy.
I can't say that about any of my body parts. My ass is big. My titties are big. My thighs are thick. My personality, I ain't nothing itty bitty.
I know. We see your forehead, baby. We know.
I'm a solid 182. That's where I'm at.
Hey, but look. I've seen pictures of both of y'all.
You've seen me.
I've seen you in person. You 182 is a great 182, though.
I hold it very well.
Yeah, it's very thick. It's very nice. That's why I thought you was a lesbian. You look like a bodylifter.
Look, I can't. I'm not built for the females. I appreciate it. And I get a lot of people on my TikTok, like from the Alphabet Mafia crew, that hit on me.
Love them.
And I'm just like, listen, Lindas, I ain't built for it. I came close one time. And I'm like, that's not a teen. I'm good. And never mind, she had like three asshole hairs that couldn't get past. Like she had missed shaving her whole fucking life. So I couldn't. I ain't built for it. I don't want my teeth lost.
There's never been a time that I have saw three asshole hairs and just been like, you know what? I'm just gonna go.
No, thank you. I don't like hair down there. First of all, secondly,
girl, I wax
long and scraggly.
I wax myself.
This is what's fucked up. It was not very long ago, like a couple years ago. I am 30. I just turned 34. So I might have been like 31, 32, whatever. First time since I was 18 years old, I saw a vagina with hair on it. And I was scared. I thought there was something wrong with it.
What?
Scared?
I was scared. I haven't seen it in so long. I didn't know that women still did that.
Yes.
I didn't know
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I leave a strip.
I don't care. If the girl would have told me beforehand that I was reaching to fucking, tickle first Chewbacca, all, I would have known.
No. Was it a lot?
Was it a bush? It was a bush.
Like we talking over an inch long bush?
Into the thick of it.
First of all, you know, I'm a man. Let me go get my knife real quick. I'm a man, so you know we don't know what an accurate inch is. But it was bushy. Right. It was bushy. But the girl was extremely hot. And she was she worked out all the time. So she was in very good shape. But like it was a surprise. You wouldn't have figured it been there. I'd have been okay with it.
I don't feel like it's something you need to be warned about. Like that's grown woman shit.
Yeah.
Like don't get me wrong, I don't want to fro, but I'm gonna shave the bottom half at the very minimum. That's gonna be gone. That's gonna be smooth. But the top, yeah. I might put a little design or something, shape it up a little bit because
Yeah. You got to tell me. We live in 2021. You got to tell me if there's a bush. Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
I don't agree.
You don't think so.
I don't agree. I don't. I feel like if she had a enlarged clitoris, then I feel like that's something you need to have a conversation about before you get freaked out and think it's a tiny baby penis. Yeah, that's something like that. I feel like you need to have a conversation.
I've had a lot of weird sexual experiences. Never had a baby clitoris.
No, I've seen one.
I used to fuck with this girl who literally was a body lifter, and all my friends called her Hulk Hogan. If she's listening to the show, she'll know who she is because all she did was work out, but she liked it power lifting. And for some reason, I thought a 5'2" power lifter was sick. I still think she's sexy. But I would have figured from the stuff that I had heard about power lifters, like she would have the enlarged baby penis clitoris. And she didn't. It wasn't anything like that. Mm-hmm. I've never experienced that, but I've got some buddies that have, and they say it's scary.
It's terrifying because some of them can get hard, and that freaks me the fuck out. I'm so glad the Lord blessed me with what I got because I saw
your video the other day. It's got to be something that's not very petite because that one girl, which, by the way, whoever that bitch is that's wearing that little bitty bathing suit, I hadn't seen a coochie yet that could that fucking
triangle.
Yeah, I hadn't met a coochie yet that fits that. Yeah, what the fuck? I've never seen one. But it looks like
if I put that little triangle on my hoodie hoo, it looked like a busted can of biscuits. She wouldn't be able to breathe. That ain't fun for me. I want comfortable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'd have lips on either side of that little triangle, and that ain't cute at all whatsoever. No, thank you.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go piss on lips, but y'all keep talking about whatever.
Of course you do.
I gotta fucking piss. Just keep going.
Go ahead, boss. Go ahead. I'm over here with a mom bladder, and I still haven't had a pee
I know, same. Like, hang on 2 seconds.
I hope you bitches know the speakers turned up real loud.
I don't give a fuck either way, sir. I said what I said. Man, fuck, everybody left. God damn, my ass gonna go get a motherfucking cigarette.
No, listen, my life has been a little bit turned upside down. My AC in my house went out on Sunday.
Oh, hell.
Sunday. And Monday, Tuesday, it was 90 degrees in my house because it was 103 here in Texas. And I just now got my AC back. So, like, we're, like, all, like, trying to get back to, because I have two kids.
I do, too.
A boy and a girl.
Same. My daughter just turned 7 today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And it's crazy because I snapped a picture of my kids tonight, and it was the first good picture with them actually smiling genuinely in I don't know how long. I was so happy about that.
My kids get so sick and tired of me. I'm always like, every morning, I'm like, okay, give them everything a picture of y'all.
My thing, I tell my kids all the time, smile like you love each other, please. Please, can we act like we love each other? Just for a minute.
Yeah.
Never.
At all.
Y'all got to talk more. I figured y'all be talking more shit. I need Kayla to get liquored up. She's got a smart ass mouth when she gets liquored up. And I need you to be more rude.
I'm not rude, first of all.
You would do so much.
But let me just go ahead. How about you just shut up for a second? Because you know what you told me? You said, Kayla, don't drink too much. And I've never came onto the show plastered drunk at all.
But you left me like being plastered drunk.
Unlike Josh.
Okay, that's how you're supposed to leave.
Right. First off, Andy.
And a good.
I can leave this motherfucker and I can start this motherfucker however I want to. It's go my ahead, goddamn Bob. Show.
Go ahead.
But some people can't handle their alcohol. I don't want Kayla busting her fucking face while he's recording.
Oh my God, that was an accident. Look,
Kayla, I'm going to laugh for a second and then I'm going to ask you if you're okay.
I will help. I'm going to tell you you got what you fucking deserve.
That's not nice.
I'm not nice.
You can be nice. I've seen little sliver moments of you being nice, sir. You have it in you.
Okay, first of all, I throw myself under the bus. I was on duel with Wisconsin girl when it happened, and she was like, I literally.
Are you talking about the one that follows me? What is she's?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, the Wisconsin girl. What's her name? She just had some dude come hang out with her the past couple days.
She's got a boyfriend, yeah.
Oh Lord,
I don't know. She is hot.
I don't doubt that.
She's got a boyfriend. Me and her are really good. We're good friends, but. She said, Kayla, can I please go back and rewatch it and screen record? I said, girl, yes, and pick the best sound. She posted that shit. Like, I don't even care. Like, laugh. Please do laugh. But I am very responsible and mature. Like, I would never come into a show that drunk.
Shit-faced.
You know what? I woke up. I didn't even know how I got off live. I woke up in my bed. I didn't have my pants on. And then I thought it was a good idea to get right back on live by myself, in my house, by myself. Ain't nobody came and see me. Ain't nobody came and visited me.
Oh, I mean, if my kids aren't home, I'm going to be walking around the damn house naked.
Oh, I'm always naked. I'm always fucking naked at my house.
Oh, I hate this flavor, but I need a straw.
I have yet to try one of those.
They're sick.
I'm sorry. That's fucking a lie. Disgusting. I tasted a sip of one. I was like, ooh, that's strong.
That's disgusting.
They are disgusting, but I literally will drink two back to back with a straw, just suck it down fast.
I can't fucking do that. You'll get me white girl wasting. That ain't fun for me. It's fun for everybody else to get their hee hee ha ha's in, but it ain't fun for me the next day.
I just thought about this. I had the potential to get to see both of y'all like in the next month. I'll be back at Lake Martin at the end of October, beginning of November, and I'll be in Texas at the end of October.
I already told you.
I know, I'm gonna come hang out with you. I got a bunch of buddies that live like right around there. And besides for just going out to the concert, by the way, you have to fucking buy a ticket to the concert. It's general admission. So everybody has to go.
I'll come meet up with you. I'll come hang out and bullshit, but don't introduce me as your lesbian friend because I'm trying to find me my next husband.
Oh, no. I'm going to introduce you to Pedro.
No.
I just play it. No, really. Everybody's just a joke unless it happens.
He's not joking.
I mean, I'd hit it. I just don't know if I'd call the next day.
You would.
I probably
would. And that's why I'm single.
I got that dude good.
It's okay. I don't.
Look, I'm going to just say, this. I didn't get two kids for being boring. I'm just saying.
No, you got two kids because some motherfucker forgot to pull out.
Nope. I was married. I was married.
I could bet my whole life savings that he, like, damn sure, like, he'd sit there and talk like, no, I wouldn't. He would probably purposely not talk. He'd do everything in his mind power not to call one of us.
Well, my thing is, Kayla,
because he is an asshole.
Well, I'll tell you what, assholes, we'll play a game.
I'm competitive. Bring it on.
No, that's fine.
I'm ready.
I'll probably get to see both of you in the next 45 days or however long it is. We'll see if I call the next day.
You will.
We'll see.
I'm telling you, he won't because I know his personality. And he will fucking
he probably won't to prove a point for like 3 months, but then eventually we'll call back.
I probably won't, not unless I'm in the area again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Y'all ever heard that Drake song, Chicago Freestyle?
No.
All right. Drake's got a song called Chicago Freestyle. And it's fucking Morgan Wallen actually does a cover of it. It's fucking amazing. Oh, but it's just talking about every time he's in a certain city, he hits up all girl. And that's how
you get the S to Diz.
I don't care. I'm 34. If I don't catch them by now, it's whatever. I've earned it if I get it.
No, fuck that. That's nasty.
I don't sleep. I really don't sleep.
Kayla, I'm just going to say this. I love you. I mean, no disrespect what I'm about to say.
I already know what he's about to say. He says it every fucking time.
100% chance that when I come to Texas, me and you are fucking. 100%. Andy is 50-50.
50-50, huh?
It's
50-50. So why is she 50-50 and I'm 100? What?
Because we're closer. And you
makes
and
already, no fucking sense.
And you already invited me. He's like, hey, we got to hang out when you come to Texas. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he was on live, I texted you. I said, oh, yeah. Because I was like, yeah, we'll for sure hang out, you know, in person or whatever.
Exactly. Andy hadn't said, hey, you know, I'm going to come hang out when you're at Lake Martin next time.
You caught me when I had the kids when you were at Lake Martin last time, first of all.
Secondly, when I finally talked to you when I was at Lake Martin, you didn't want to come around us because we were past gone.
I believe it.
We were gone.
The first time we hung out, what happened? Nothing.
You had a broke foot.
And that doesn't stop me from getting laid.
I wasn't going to try to fuck you in your hoof.
First of all, that bitch comes off. You just unstrap it.
It's okay. I come off too. Or come on, whatever. No, Kayla, that was a compliment towards mine and your relationship as friends.
No, yeah.
That did not sound like a compliment.
Well, after he said we're like, you know, like it's not like this is my first show with him. Like, we've talked a lot of shit to each other. And you know, when the recording's done, we've, you know, just talked to, you know, just conversated about just bullshit. But I feel like he's pretty confident that I'm just, you know, I'm sleazy and
I don't think you're sleazy.
I work just as hard as it's going to take him not to call me the next day. I'm going to work just as hard for him.
See? That right there is why I'm a genius. That right there is why I'm
a genius. I know what game he's playing because guess what?
You always make him try harder.
And I started picking. I picked up on it a long time ago. I said, well, guess what? Okay, we're going to start playing the same damn game.
Okay. Okay, hey, that's fine.
But here's the thing. I'm cool if both of us win. I'm cool if both of us lose. I'm also cool if you just make me a goddamn ham sandwich and I go to sleep on your couch. I personally don't give a shit.
Hey, look, no.
First of all, I ain't making no sandwich for no man.
I will cook.
I blame my mother for this. I blame my mother for the reason I am. Like, if I have guy friends over, they already know Taylor Swift will be up in the kitchen frying up some fucking chicken in a cast iron skillet.
But I'll cook
the whole damn thing.
Do not fry me chicken when I'm fucked up.
Why?
I want finger food.
Collard greens, the fried chicken, the cornbread.
Bitch, you got so much God. I'm hood. I'm from the hood. And you got me beat. I'm telling you. Just the way you say collard greens.
Collard greens.
Get out of here.
That meal is the meal for the day.
Goddamn ghetto ass motherfucker.
I have an air fryer.
Nah. I just know how to cook. The quickest way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I'm just saying.
We also like our dick sucked. This is fact. This is science.
I haven't done that in I don't know how long. Shit.
Actually.
You know, I'll give you what, Andy. You don't seem like the type that does it.
I actually love it. Like, I'd rather give than receive.
It's a turn on. Yeah, it's a turn on.
It's a turn on. Like, I did that damn thing. Like, that's what I did.
Well, lucky for both of you bitches, I like receiving way better than I like giving.
I haven't had a man give to me in probably close to 2 years.
Oh, I ate pussy like a retard on bath salt.
I bet it don't feel good at all.
But it, oh, bitch, please. I got the devil tongue.
Shit. If you make it too sloppy, that shit don't even feel good. If you get it too wet. There's the thing. Oh my God.
Right? There's been times where I'm like begging. I'm praying to the Lord. And I'm like, Lord, I know I shouldn't even be in this position right now that I'm in. But please take me out because this ain't it.
Or if they try to use their finger, like use that finger game and their DJ diddles down there. No, fuck you. This is not a scratch off ticket.
See, this right here is why I know I might not be the prize winning pig at the fair. I might not be first place, but I'm very good at what I do. And this times like this when I get to hear y'all talk shit about everybody else, it's like, you know what, Josh, you've done well for yourself.
I'm telling you, there's times I'm like, what should I act like I'm sick?
Let me just listen, Kayla. I haven't
I had. Fuck the pose. I will run down the street. I promise you.
Neither one of y'all think that's bad. Y'all think that's bad. Nothing is bad as a girl giving you shitty head. It is the most awkward.
Well, I know. I don't.
Fucking,
I know.
It's not rocket science. Like, how do you fuck that up?
There's a lot of girls that fuck it up. There's a lot of girls that fuck up giving head.
Yeah, because they're trying too hard.
No, they're
stupid.
Don't
think about it.
They don't realize.
Well, I'm saying they have to think.
Yeah,
vaginas
are complicated. Dicks are simple. All you got to
vaginas are really not that complicated.
Yeah, but they're more complicated than dicks. Y'all got fucking Rubik's cubes. We got scratch and sniffs. You know, it's apples and oranges. Now you get a lot of girls that just trying to do some weird fucking shit that's unnecessary.
Listen, I had a guy ask me to be more teethy. I'm like, no, sir.
Oh, absolutely not. If you put your teeth on my dick, I will punch you in your face.
I felt uncomfortable. I'm like, no, sir.
No guy. Sir. No guy that is okay in the head wants teeth on his dick.
Mm-hmm. There are some creepers out there, though.
There is some disgusting. I'm disgusted, but I think I'm like the cute disgusting.
Oh, you think so? Like a pretty pile of shit?
Yeah, yeah.
He's talking about Pedro. Cute.
I am. Yeah. Well, no. There's a certain amount of alcohol that gets put into me. I get very dominant. I get very fucking forceful. But like in the sex, I think at the time, because there's the right amount of alcohol in me, like I think I'm a porn star. Obviously.
Oh, gosh. Those are the moments where you're like, this is it. I'm telling you.
But that's always every girl I've ever dated. They've always been like, I wish you would be like that more. But I don't get that confident in it unless I've drank that much because I'm more reserved when I'm sober.
See, I don't like when a guy's shit faced because I'm going to have to deal with whiskey dick.
I'm not talking about it. I'm the guy that really, if I'm going to have whiskey dick, I'll laugh at you while you, like, I'm like, look, bitch, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, your teeth knocked in.
No, I'll be like, look, it ain't happening. I'm sorry. I overdid it. there's no sense in you trying. Because if that little motherfucker, CP, he ain't waking up. That bitch in a coma. He's done.
A whiskey coma.
He's
but, you know, women get like that, too.
Oh, no, I felt the dryness. And there shouldn't
be. It ain't about dryness. It's just about reaching that climax. It ain't about dryness.
Oh, no. No, the climax. First of all, half of y'all, not half of y'all. There's a lot of y'all. I'm not saying y'all don't, because I don't know y'all personally yet. I mean, I've got 45 days. No, there's a lot of women I don't know whether they do or not. I don't understand the female orgasm.
I'm going to go ahead and start up and tell you, half the females that I have talked to, and I'm not saying like they're my friends, but they've told me they're like, I fake it more than I, and I'm like.
Yeah, most women do.
I honestly can say though that I don't know. That's
shit no more. I'd be like, hey, okay, hold on.
I guess because I'm kind of alpha. I'm kind of like alpha. Like, I'm like, let me just take over really quick. Like, I know what I can do to get me to that point. You know, like all that. Like, but I ain't gonna fake it. If it's that bad, I'll just fucking roll over and go to sleep or get in my car and go home. Like,
that's it.
And that's what you should do. I would rather a woman not fake it. I mean, I
can't fake any. I can't fake being a fake person. I can't fake none of that. Like,
no, really? I'll quickly pull out my vibrator if you ain't getting me there, and I'll finish it myself.
Talking about vibrator.
I've had to fake it before, so me faking it's anything like a woman faking it. It's whatever. You shouldn't have to do it.
Yeah, I hadn't. But then again, I hadn't had a man get me off in about 3 years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
I'll be in Lake Martin in November, and it'll be 3 years and 2 months.
Oh, fuck that.
That's a sad day like that. I don't think that's
true. It's a sad day. I just get it done my damn self. I'll just get my vibrator.
Well, I do it my damn self too. I really like it's been a hot minute since I've
looked at it. I just need 30 seconds and I'll be good to go.
Much more recent than that long, but the longest I've ever went without even having sex was 3 years. I had my son and I did not sleep with anybody, date nobody, talk to nobody, nothing for 3 whole years.
That sounds miserable.
I think I went around like 11 months without it.
I didn't really know because that's when I focused on my weight loss and I lost 93 pounds all by myself. And so
congratulations.
I was at the gym. Awesome. Thank you. Yes.
I have not went longer than 2 months since I didn't have sex till I was 18. So I have not went longer than 2 months since I was 18.
I mean, I'm kind of shocked. I'm shocked that he said he waited until he was 18.
Oh, no, I was scared of the pussy for the longest time.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. There was a girl back when I was 16. I always dated older. I don't know why, but even back then, I always dated older girls. And I don't know. I think what fucked me up, if you want to be honest, is I used to watch porn way too early in life. And a lot of guys, they get this complex. And I had it till probably I was in my late 20s. But when you grow up watching porn way too much, and you see the fucking massive dicks that these guys have. Well, when you know you don't have one of these dicks, then you're like, oh, this is what all the women want. In reality, though, most guys don't have what are fucking in pornos.
My ex-boyfriend was a solid 5 at best, and he knew how to work it, and I was like, good to go.
If you would shut the fuck up, prove a point here, their dick. But I would not. I was just uncomfortable because I was like, I don't have this big porn star dick. This girl that's older than me that I dated most for high school, like, she's not going to like it. And then I dated a girl who was already at UGA when I was a junior. And it was very fucked up. But then when I got to be a senior, there was somebody that was my age. And I was like, oh, she doesn't know what dicks are yet. And then I had a good time. And then I found out it's not all about the size. But I didn't get comfortable with Pedro until, you know, past 7-8 years.
I forgot what I was going to fucking say.
Oh, that's probably stupid.
A story. Well, God, I hope he doesn't listen to this. I'm just not going to tell him.
Just say fuck it and it'll be all right.
No, just don't say his name.
Like the most recent. Yeah, I'm just not going to. Yeah, but the last time that I fucked with somebody or whatever, like I've been having a crush on this fool for over a year, like hardcore. We finally met for the first time. And of course, you know, I chugged 2 buzz balls. I drank whiskey straight out of the bottle, just warm, hot whiskey. I don't even know what I was doing, drinking beer, whatever.
Brown liquor.
Well, then, Well, before you know it, and I just don't get it. Like, I don't get how some females just think that big and huge is not in charge. Like, I literally was like, maybe my frame's just not meant for, like, hell no. I was like, coach, take me out. It's time for, I'm done. I'm good. Like,
well, I don't want to feel like I'm losing my virginity all over again. Like, that shit ain't.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, I've thought in my time since becoming
and I ended up with
active, you know, sexually. Three different men that I've had to tell, like, no, you're too big. I can't. No, thank you. I don't want it to be like a hot dog in a hallway.
It's not enjoyable
at all. Like, it's too much of trying to relax.
Shout out to all of those guys with mediocre penises. We're like, in the game to stay, babies.
I'm dead serious. Like, that's not enjoyable to me. If you're having to go,
like, yeah, like, no,
take me out. Like, take me out. Put me on the bench. I'm good.
But then, look, I've literally met a man that had a 90-degree angled dick. I was like, how the fuck does that math work? That's not going in me. No, thank you. That's not, I'm sorry. It ain't going to happen.
Well, that's basically kind of how this situation went. I was like this. I'm definitely not a whore. Nothing against anybody that thinks that they are a whore or knows that they are a whore. I'm just not.
I'm a whore. I take no offense to it.
I don't give a fuck what you take offense to. At this point, you're fine. I literally was like, I just don't think that this does not fit up in there. Like, nope.
And then usually I'll get the response of, oh no, you've had two kids, it'll fit. I'm like, no, fuck you. This is not gonna fit.
Nothing has been stretched out like that.
If the listening audience is wondering why I'm being quiet right now, it's because I have nothing to say. I have no insight to any of these conversations that these women have had. Like, I've never had to have that conversation.
Like, I met a guy a year and a half ago. If I could give you an image of how his thing-to-thing was, it was probably a good 11 inches and the thickness of a Coke bottle. I was like,
that was this situation. And I tried because I was fucked up drunk. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I feel like I'm 17, 16 again. Like, this ain't it. Like, and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, I'm not okay.
I feel like I'm going to be bleeding after this. No, thank you.
All right, you ruined it. All right, that's it.
Look at it.
Y'all don't know.
One ear, I know. But my thing is, like, I'm terrified of let me backtrack. I'm terrified of getting with a man that is of substantial size because I don't want my thing-to-thing to be blown out. I don't want to be a hot dog in a hallway. Like, I don't even use dildos. Like, I use vibrators because here's my luck, right? I have the worst luck, right? And I don't want to use a dildo that's like 8 inches.
We're meant to be friends, honey, because right. If it wasn't
y'all
bad,
are meant to record the show without me because this is nothing I did not plan on diving into this.
But my point is, I don't even use dildos because I don't want my lady bits to get used to an 8-inch size dildo, and then I might happen to meet the love of my life,
and he might be
a solid 5. And I don't want my lady bits to be used to an 8-inch size. So I don't use dildos at all for that specific reason. That's my logic.
And you could chime in on that, Josh, because, like, look, what if, like, have you not met somebody that's like, well,
You can barely feel this. Ooh,
right, like, okay. Nah, you're good. You're good. So, ladies, that's how we're going to end it because y'all have disgusted me. We've gone an hour and something. That went really quick.
Poor Josh.
No, it's not. It's not. It's just you.
No, there was times in the last show that I was in where I was like,
"Whoa!" I'm sure there was, but this is why. If both of you bitches shut the fuck up, please.
Why? This is good. This is getting good now.
It's just now getting good. Like, I know. God damn it! He said, "Get liquored up and let's fucking talk." And now we're all.
You wanted a shit talking show. You wanted a shit talking show. Now we're in it.
Let me explain to you. Let me explain to you why it's good and how you get people to come back. You two work extremely good together. That means I will do another show with both of you bitches. You can't fucking put all the details out there
in
the first one.
Bitches, you should put bad in front of it.
First of all, Kayla, I'm going to have to get you on my podcast, Miss Ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Tell them about yours real fast.
I've been wanting to start one for a year. I'm just scared.
It's so hard. It was so hard getting started. It was a lot of unknown that I had to figure out. But me and my best friend, Mimi, we did develop a podcast called Sassy Talks. It's available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, YouTube, and our Patreon account. And it's just two very Southern mamas that love talking shit and roasting each other. And
I'd mentioned something months ago on one of my lives, and I mean, my lives stayed pretty big. And I was like, this was months, like 8 months ago. I was like, I think I want to start a podcast. They were like, my whole life I've been told that I either need a reality TV show because I can't make the shit up in my life. Can't fucking make it up.
That's exactly my point. Like, everybody that hears my correctional officer stories, they cannot believe half the shit that comes out of my mouth. I'm like, I cannot make this fucking shit up at all. But,
so
yeah.
when are you gonna invite Josh on one of yours?
So we do episodes on
Welcome to Sassy Talks.
I was waiting.
Welcome to Sassy Talks, yeah. We record on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. So we've done our first three episodes this week, and then this weekend we'll go ahead and record next week's episodes 4 through 7. So
that's awesome.
Do you want a little bit of advice?
I'd be honored.
Go ahead, Josh.
Don't record like that.
Don't record like that. Hold on.
You said that you were recording how many next week?
Well, I have doctor's appointments with my son who has some stuff going on. So we're going to go ahead and record next week episodes this weekend while I have the time.
Oh, I thought you said you were recording like three episodes at once.
No.
Okay, I misunderstood you then. Never mind.
We're just going to go ahead and knock out. Yeah, we're going to go ahead and knock out next week's episodes this weekend, so they're already done, edited, and done for when I need to post them next week.
Oh, don't edit. Don't edit.
Well, you know what?
Well, I have small children.
No, I don't. I do not edit it.
First of all, and I don't need. Hey, mom, can I have a juice? Can I?
Oh, no. Like, that's what you mean by editing. Okay, yeah, that's different. That's
okay,
different.
Okay, so I'm gonna reach out to you whenever I've got questions, because I feel like if I ask Josh, he's either drunk on a golf course, fucking at a Mexican restaurant, drunk,
right,
drinking margaritas, and I don't think he takes. Although I don't think he takes it serious, but I think he does, because he'll be like, he told me, he's like, Haley, like you.
Oh, he definitely does it on purpose.
But I mean, I'll. Her name's Andy. You got a friend in me.
We right. covered that hours
yes,
ago.
You can find. Hey, Kayla, you can add me.
I
on
know
TikTok.
That you did, but
you can add me on TikTok. It's that lady Andy. So
okay, girl, I got you.
And don't be surprised if you see two accounts, because TikTok is being assholes.
Girl, right I now. Got three so because of all the haters I got.
I have a backup.
Y'all let me know when y'all are done sucking each other's dicks, and we can finish.
First of all, we ain't got dicks; we got clitter sisters.
Big old clitorises.
No, mine's teenty tiny. It's like a pencil eraser. Very cute.
Clitorises that you'll never get to touch or see.
Very cute.
Okay, if I was a betting man, Kayla, like I said, Andy's 50-50. I don't know if I don't know if I can pull
you. You might as well go ahead and put me at 25.
No, baby, you're 100. It's 100%.
There you go.
It's 100%.
Good luck.
Ma'am, go ahead, Kayla. Look at me. Look at me, sweetheart.
Oh, look at me.
Make eye contact.
Look what he's
doing.
Make
eye contact.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, make eye contact.
It's 100%. That's what you're going to sound like when I face fuck you. Oh,
not that little Pedro.
Papa. Hey, it's
me. Pedro.
You going to say cutie patootie?
Now you've got me all liquored up. Now I'm going to have to go live.
So. I'm going to have to go live too. Kayla, I'm going to follow you.
Hey, you know what?
Let's go.
Bitches, I am too for a few minutes before I go home. Yeah. So y'all make sure you tell people to go download the fucking show.
Of course.
Before we get off
here.
I know you do, bitch. Before we get off here, tell Andy, you go first, because Kayla's going to take forever. Tell everybody your social media handles and the name of your podcast again.
Okay, so my podcast name is Sassy Talks. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, and our Patreon and YouTube as well. On TikTok, my name is That Lady Andy. Instagram, sassy.talks. And that's about it. And you can find us on Facebook as well, Sassy Talks. We're also on there too.
Well, make sure you let me know every time you post an episode, and I'll give you a shout out on my show.
I would love that. Thank you.
This is a big enough community. We all help each other. Kayla. Yeah,
we got some good feedback so far.
Good. Yeah. I'm proud of you. Kayla, you know, take
all
the time.
I don't understand why I would take so. I don't understand, like, because I got TikTok, and it's at KaylaBrienne91 or KBrienne91, and I got Facebook, but I don't use it. Instagram, there ain't even no sense in going to that because I don't post on there. So short and sweet to the point. Just come to the old TikTok. Just follow me there. Taylor Brand 91.
And that's why I said he's going to let you go last, because you got one account that you were going to drop, and it took you 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's a lie. That's
anyway,
a lie.
Anyway, folks, this is a good shit-talking show. Go follow these two pretty ladies.
There's going to be a part two to this.
There will be.
Y'all are
a good combo. Y'all are a very, very good combo. But, folks, go follow these two pretty ladies. And thank y'all once again for making Politics, Religion, and Whiskey a success. I love each and every one of y'all. And, hey, download this episode, every episode. Go check out Andy's podcast. Go follow Kayla and whatever horse shit she's doing. And I love each and every one of y'all. And we will see y'all later.